Kof Aleph Shabbat, Tuesday the 10th of February, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Rain and Shabbos.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Yeah, just Lekovet Shovavim. I just thought I'd say a short word on Pashas Yisroi, last week's Sedra. Just an idea which I heard b'shem my wife's uncle, Rabbi Yisroi Grimwald, of London, Stamford Hill, and it has a lesson for us all. It says, Vayisu Merefidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. They journeyed from Refidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. Pashas Yisroi. So Rashi asks, why is it necessary to tell us Vayisu Merefidim? We know they were in Refidim, obviously. Why do we have to say that? They journeyed from Refidim. Why is it necessary? Says Rashi to tell us, just as when they came to Midbar Sinai, it was B'tshuva, they had done tshuva. In the same way, Vayisum Refidim, when they left Refidim, was also B'tshuva. Just as when they arrived, it was B'tshuva, when they left, it was B'tshuva. The question is, why is that so important for us to know? The main thing is they did tshuva. Why is it sinning here for us? They did tshuva here, they did tshuva there. They did tshuva. Tshuva is oikele mafreya. Why is it so important for us to know that they left Refidim already B'tshuva? They did tshuva. So he said, human nature is, sometimes, a person thinks, you know, this particular place is just not the place for me to stay. Bachur's in yeshiva, and he battles, and he wastes his time, and he does this thing which is wrong, and that thing which is wrong, and his chavrusas don't work. He says, you know, when I get to the next yeshiva, then I'm going to pull my socks up, I'm going to improve. You know, meanwhile, just hang out for a bit, and then we'll sort it out whenever, you know, when I get to the next yeshiva. The Yidin Refidim had the same type of mahalach, the same yisoyim. Refidim was a real shlamazel place. Refidim, they rofi yudeim adivra Torah. Refidim stands for rofi yudeim. They were weak in Torah. They were battling, as Chazal say, rofi yudeim adivra Torah. Didn't learn Torah with the full koyach that they could have. And Amalek came, which was terrible, and people were killed and everything. All types of terrible things happened. So the Kudu said, right, this place is not mesugal for us to steig. We're going to wait till we get to Midbar Sinai, Matan Torah. Then we're going to start improving. We're going to do tshuva. That's what they could have said. No. Ma biyosam and Midbar Sinai b'tshuva af nisiyosam refidim b'tshuva. Didn't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Al tomer lechshef ne'eshna. Don't say I'll wait till tomorrow. Do it today. That's the lesson for us. Hayoyim imbekoyli tishmo. Right. So I wanted to take an inyan. Rain and Shabbos. Okay. So we'll start off with snow. It's the same idea. What's rain in London is snow in Gator. So it's the same thing. Yeah. So, 2 years ago, there was a very heavy snowstorm, Ba'as in Gateshead. And there was a Talmud Chacham who was going around telling everybody, you know, you can't walk in the street, because everybody has hats, especially people who have bent-up hats, round hats, and the snow gets caught, it's a real blizzard, and he says, you're walking, you're carrying the snow, you're doing chutzah, you can't walk, you can't carry it. Oh, so let's first look at what the Mishnah tells us and see whether halacha we can find a kula. So the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis, Mishnah says, Misha Noshru Kelov Baderach B'mayim, a person whose kelim, his garments, became wet on the journey, B'mayim, who was traveling, he was walking, it was on Shabbos, he probably wasn't traveling, he was just walking, he was on the way, and it became soaking wet, his clothes became wet. Mahalach, behen, behen, choshesh, he can walk with them, he doesn't have to worry about it. There's no issa, don't make any gzeiras, we're not worried he might squeeze out his garments. Usually not allowed to be metaltal, move a soaking wet garment in case he might squeeze it out. For godim, which you're wearing, Chazal weren't concerned about it, they allowed you to carry on walking. So it says here in the Mishnah, you can walk with clothes which are sopping wet. There's a Tosfos here. Tosfos says, Misha Noshru Kelof B'mayim Baderech Garsinon, Wegoiris Noshru. Now what's the other guess of, if not Noshru, what is it? Says Tosfos, not like Rashi says elsewhere, Shanoshru B'mei Geshomim. We're not talking about it got wet in rain, but Wegoiris Noshru, Noshru Nefila. What's Tosfos trying to say? Says the Mashah, for those grammarians amongst us, yeah, you can either read it nishru or you can read it noshru. If you read it nishru, it means it got wet. Nishru, shriya, to to be soak something. Shriya, it means it got soaked. Nishrum means it got soaked. Noshrum is something totally different, means it fell. It fell down. Eros hanoshrim, things which fall down. So it can mean it fell down. And Tosef proves it from a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara there's talking about throwing fruit down from a high place on Yontav, and it says the geisa should be, can be noshru, like it says in the Mishnah here, misha noshru keilom. We see from the sugya there that noshru means nefila, to fall. So that's what Tosef means. We goiris noshru, but not nishru. That's what Tosef says. So we have a machlokes Rashi Tosef what the pshat here in the Mishnah is. Are we talking about a person who got drenched in the rain? Or we're talking about a person who his garment fell into a puddle and got wet? That's the machlokes. Now we might ask, what's the difference? Why is Tosef making a big fuss about it? What's the difference whether noshru or nishru, whether it fell into a puddle or it got wet in the rain? What's the difference? At the end of the day, it got wet. What's the difference? So there could be an afkamina. Okay? There could be a difference. The Rosh asks a kasha. The Rosh is two prokim earlier, and it's based on a Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Five plat earlier. Gemara is speaking about a person who wants to bathe in a stream on Shabbos. He goes into a river to bathe. Now nowadays we don't bathe, we're choishesh because of various reasons. We don't have even a cold bath, even though minadim is permitted. But in those days there were not machmir for this. And people could well have gone down into the river to have a cold, to bathe themselves in the water. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph in Shabbos, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, man, the sochi b'maya, somebody who bathes in water, lingave nafshe b'resha, should first dry himself, v'hodelislik, and then he should come up. Why? Because he might carry the water which is on him. The water which is on him. So a person's coming up from toiveling, or from using the stream to bathe in. It's extremely very hot. He goes into the stream, comes up. Got to make sure he dries himself straight away. He's got to have his towel right there. Once he comes out and starts walking onto the river bank, walking for a few meters, he's already carrying the water. Has to ensure that he dries himself before he carries the water with him. Now, this is a big chiddush this Gemara. Seems from here that carrying water on you is haitzah. We would say, what's water ready? It's nothing. What is it already? A bit of water. It's not chashuv. It's nothing. But you see here, we see here that carrying water is haitzah. Frek the Rosh. The Rosh asks the stira. The Rosh asks. Oh, he just says a few words. I don't really ask. He just says azay. Rosh says in the 20th parak of Shabbos, that's in Perek Chaf, Simen Yud Gimel. So the Rosh brings down this Gemara. Om Rav Yudah Haiman, the Sochi B'mai Limgev, Nafshi Dem Osir Zed Adam, so should be Kamlis, he should dry himself first when he comes out of the stream. Says the Rosh some words. Lefisha Oilam in Arachitza Yesh Ribo Imai Mal Gufay. The reason is because there's a lot of water on him. Not just a teeny tiny bit. There's a lot of water on him. V'lei Dikdaku B'mahalach B'shul Sarabim O'mato Soichav Al Roshav Anavushay. Chazal, we're not worried about a person who goes in the street and it's raining on him. The Rosh is saying something here. The Rosh, after the Rishonim, don't ask a kasha. The Smozok Tavir is Atze Akasha. Atze. Something's bothering them. So they say words because Atze Akasha. He's trying to answer something. He doesn't ask it im taim of Yeshleima. But he says something to answer a kasha. The Rosh had this problem. The Rosh had the problem here. That this is a stira. L'choira, on the one hand we say, when he comes out of the stream, he's got to dry himself, because of the water. On the other hand we say, he's going in the street, and it's raining on him, he can carry on walking. Aye, there's water on him, what's the difference? Says the Rosh, because when a person's tabling, there's a riboy mai, a lot of water on him. Ashekein, when it's going in the street, there's not a riboy mai, there's not a lot of water. That's what the Rosh says. That's the terrace of the Rosh. Huh? He's carrying it. It's a drabonon of carrying some shleike derech chitzah.
You could be soaked when you're walking in the street.
Very good. All the apostles speak about all the rabbonim here on the side are mechamen to all the. Very good. We'll mention that in a minute. Right. Very good. So, yeah. So the Vayinim have a teretz of the Rosh. The Rosh says that there's a difference between a lot of water and a bit of water. Now, we come to our snow case, back to that. It's all very well when you're going in the street and there's rain. The rain, there's not much left of it. If you go in a blizzard and the snow forms on your hat, then you do have a shiur. You have a lot of water. You have a lot. The snow is a lot. It's a lot there. So it's not so straightforward where they can use this teretz of the Rosh when it comes to snow. Because water is a little bit, but snow, there's a lot. We'll come to it soon. So that's what the Rosh answers. Fret the Taz asked the Kasha, the Bianchi asked. He says, I'm not sure where the Taz lives, I think in Krakow. The Taz lives in Krakow? I think so. He says, was it?
Buried there.
So probably lives there top of the time as well. Yeah. So the Taz, you know, and when it rains, it rains. And he says, I've been in a torrential rain, and it's pouring, and you get soaking wet. So what you're telling me, the Rosh, what you're telling me that, you know what, going in the rain is not so much rain, it's not so much water. It's plenty of water, you get soaking wet, there's plenty of water. And that's what the Taz asks. So Taz is a different Taz. The Taz says, as he says, that Emma's carrying out in the street, that's the Prim Godim explains the Taz, that the Vot is, it's Shaloike Derech Chitzon. It's not the normal way. It's not the way of carrying. No way of carrying. So even if there is a shear, it's okay. Even if there's a lot of rain, it's still okay. It's still okay. Ah, you can ask a kasha. You're not allowed to carry something. You can't put something on your head and walk in the street with it. Even though I want to carry my pen or whatever, I want to carry my hanky, I'll put it on my head and I walk with it, because it's not the derech. You can't do that. He says, it has. When it rains, it's something Chazal realized they have to be making. If you're going to tell a person that whenever it rains, you have to stay at home, then nothing's going to function. You can't go to shul, you can't go to shalom zach, you can't do anything. Chazal saw it's impossible to survive unless you give them a heter. So when it comes to rain, which is possible to do, Chazal said that it's impossible to look after and make sure that you don't transgress this issa. Chazal said, we'll waive the issa, we'll put it away, and even though there's a lot of water, we're still meikel. So I have two terutzim. I have the teretz of the Rosh. Rosh says that the reason why rain is mutter because only a little bit. And the teretz of the Taz, the reason why it's mutter is shaloi kedar chitzah. It's not the normal way.
Why can't you say it's not what you do, it's what happens to you? It's like walking in the street and you turn the light on. What's your...
Because here's totally different. I know. But that's different. That's something separate from you. But here, you're carrying on you. No, you're taking it with you. You are carrying it. At the end of the day, you are. When you carry on walking, you're about b'chira. You could stop. You could walk. It's raining. It's snowed on you. Yeah, but now I want to carry on walking. So who told me to carry on walking? It's my b'chira to do it. That's different because that is not mashur. It's not to do with you. That's something with the chutz. Something not on you. But that's different. Mishra Nichale, we ask this awesome Drabani. You can't do something which Lo Nichale Medrabani. The case of the light is different because it's not negated to Rabbi Yashu says, because you're not doing anything to it. You're just walking, but it's not connected with you. Here, it's on you, it's different. It's on you.
So why is it also to come out of the river with the water on it?
Oh, says the Taz, because coming out of the river, you can dry yourself. You have a very good option. You have your towel right by the river, and you dry yourself. That's what Chazal were goes. But Emma's carrying Shaloi Kedarach is also. Because I would only make with rain because I knew it's impossible to survive with it if you're going to be Machmir. Whereas coming out of the river where it's possible to have your towel right there, Chazal said, go and dry yourself.
Huh?
I'm not quite sure. It's around your neck probably or something. Yeah. Your neck. Probably. It must be around your neck or something. Tarach Levisha. Yeah. You use it as a scarf. Yeah. Schita is a new gzera after this Mana Gemara. It's Mana Gemara, they weren't worried about it. You were not seichet. You just came out, you didn't seichet. You don't. You just dry yourself where you can.
And dry your hands.
Yeah, dry your hands and your body. Places where the hair you take can't dry.
It's still.
So we have Divinus, so we've had two Terusim. Now, the Nafkamina between these two Terusim is the case of the snow. Yeah? The case of snow. If you learn the teretz of the Rosh says that the reason why you can go in the rain is because there's only a little bit. So we could suggest that when it comes to snow, where there's a lot, it's going to be awesome. If you go according to the Taz, the reason why it's mutter even is a lot, because Chazal realizes it's impossible to survive if you tell a person to stay at home. So the same applies The snow as well. Snow is it's also, if you tell a person when it's snowy, you can't go out, it's going to be tough. So it's all included in the Hetev Chazal, where Chazal said that you can carry, even though it's been carried by you and it's a large amount, it's mutter because it's not the normal way, and Chazal will not do that. It's not mufurish in the Mishnah Berurah at this case. I discussed it with Rabbi Falk, and he held, not like this Talmid Chacham, who was telling everybody you can't walk in the street with you, you have to shake it off. He said, the ma'aseh can be made to rely on the Taz, even though it's snowing and there's a large amount of snow, you can still be made to. Yeah. Now, also we have to be done, something else which is also Negea, we have to know Halacha ma'aseh. Some people go to mikvah on Shabbos. Yeah. Now, you can't dry your hair on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, because of schita. Yeah, schita, you're squeezing out the water from the hair, which is schita midrabbanon. You're not allowed to squeeze out, you have to put your towel on it, but you can't squeeze out the water. So the question is, if a person does go to mikveh, is he mechuyav to stay in the mikveh for half an hour till his hair dries? Because otherwise he's carrying out the water which is on his hair. We just had a Gemara that when you come up from toveling, you come out, you've got to make sure you dry yourself before you go, because you're carrying the water on yourself. So you could say, now come out of mikveh, okay, you've dried yourself with your tab, what's about your hair? So you've still got water on yourself. Actually, you got to a machmir. And they bring down that the stipler was taka machmir, and he would go, he wasn't machmir to stay in the mikveh, he would go without stopping on the way, which is only a hitzor drabonon, and a whole zach that he did. But generally, one's mekel. Question is, what are the tzadim here? What can we suggest about this? Oh, so what does the Einu say about this? Any suggestions? If I ask you the shayla, are you mechiv to dry your hair? Huh?
Dab it,
yeah, but there's still water left inside it.
Skeeter's been absorbed in the material of the hair. It's between the hairs. It's not quite so.
Yeah, but Rabbanan is also, Yizichah can't dry it. You're not allowed to dry it. You're not allowed to take a thing and dry it like that. You're not allowed to dry your hair properly. You can dab it over, but you can't dry it properly. So there's going to be water left in the hair. Oh.
I need water as well.
Huh?
They heat the water as well. When they go,
I'm not talking about heating the water. I'm talking about now carrying the water. Yeah. Okay, so, Lamaisa...
So, according to the Taz, you'd say that Chazal were mekel because they wanted to be able to go to mikvah Shabbos.
We can declare what the reason is. Now, according to the Rosh, it could be tailed on this. According to the Rosh...
Short hair, no pants.
A person's got long hair with long bar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Different people that, yeah, I agree, yeah. You would, we're not all in the same boat. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, this will depend on the various svaras we said. According to the reason of the Rosh, the reason is because it's only a little bit, then it could be water. Only a little bit of water. The Rosh says, well, you have to go in the rain for a little bit. So a person comes up from toveling in the stream, so he's got a lot of water on his whole body, he's got a mechuyav to dry it. But the little bit which is in the hair is only a ma'im mu'atim, so only a little bit. The Rosh said the reason why he can go in the rain is because only a little bit of water. So the water in the hair is only a little bit. Yeah, so that's, Primogodim says this Teretz, according to the, Primogodim speaks about this issue, says according to the Rosh, the reason why it's mutter to go in the rain because a little bit, it's okay. And according to the Taz, who says the reason why it's mutter to go in the street is because Chazal found it difficult for you to walk in the street without, if you tell a person not to walk when it's raining, says that from a God, and the same applies, the person's got water in his hair, what do you want him to do? Yeah? What do you want him to do? Stay there for half an hour till it dries? It's too much to ask of a person. It's also called impossible. Bishlema drying your body, you can have a towel and dry yourself. But your hair, you can't dry anyhow. So it's again impossible. So therefore, we should be mindful. Okay, just one or two other nekudas I wanted to speak about, also in the Negev terrain. And, this is, are you allowed to wear a cover over your hat? A plastic cover over your hat? Yeah, so there are various different types on the market. You can get the type which they make now, which becomes a part of the coat and comes over your hat and over your ears and everywhere. That's certainly permitted, because that is a protection for the body. The rule in Shulchan Aruch is, it says in Siman Shin Aleph, it says that there's a chilek, what it protects. It says over here, Dovashu Malbush Afilu Ein Alev She'elam Shemad Sule Tinuf B'Siman Shin Aleph Sifyu Gimel Sifyu Dalad. Something which is a beged, if it's a proper beged, is permitted, even if it's only to save you from getting dirty, to save your clothes from getting dirty. If it's not a proper beged, it's not. That means you can wear something to protect your clothes if it's a proper garment. Like you want to wear, you wear two coats, one over the other. And the other one, the top one, is to protect the bottom one for getting dirty. That's permitted because it's a coat. But if you just want to wear something to save yourself getting dirty, save your begodim, you've got something which you're worried something's going to make your garments dirty, and you want to wear something, for example, a rain hat. Yeah, a rain hat which is only on the hat. It's not there for you personally. It's to save your begodim. You're not allowed to wear something just to protect your garments. That's not mutton Shabbos. Shabbos, you're allowed to do something to protect you. You're not allowed to wear something to protect your garments. Anything that protects you is mutter. For instance, galoshes, yeah, you can wear them on Shabbos, even though it's just over your shoe. Because the reason is because it's to protect your feet as well. Because especially you've got holes in your shoes, and or if it's always a lot of rain, it'll go into your shoes, and perhaps it gives you warmth as well. If it's only to protect your shoes, it's forbidden. Like you can't wear it. Something which protects your body is permitted. A lady's rain hat is also allowed. Why? Because the rain gets through the shaitel or whatever, and it goes on the face and everything. So that's permitted. Now, when we come to these hats which have this specially made plastics which go over the hat alone, that's not for you. That's just for the, not because I need it to protect me from the rain. It's why my hat shouldn't get spoiled from the rain. That is l'chayra asa. And many poskim hold it is asa. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach wants to be mekel on condition that this person tends to wear it even after the rain has stopped. He doesn't mind keeping on his hat for a couple of minutes, coming to davening with his rain hat on. He would keep it on during davening, and he would perhaps go out with it, and when he gets home, he wouldn't straight away, he's got to speak to somebody, he wouldn't take off straight away, which I don't think most people do. Perhaps the necessary people do, I don't quite know. You know, but it depends on your surroundings. But he says, if you have a chelik of your hat, then it's permitted. Why? Because it becomes bottled to the hat. Now, this is a big chiddush, this svar, it becomes bottled to the hat. Because usually bittul, on Shabbos, we say in various hechatims, in various cases, we don't always say it. We don't always say bittul. Yeah, for example, if you notice on Shabbos, you've got the dry cleaning label on your sleeve. Yeah, that you can go out with on Shabbos. There's no issa, because it's bottled. It's insignificant. It's certainly permitted. You're not mukhiv to take it off, because it's bottled. It's got no chashivas. Likewise, the Shulchan Aruch says, the person has a belt. They're talking about a case of a belt with it's got some kind of long, the old days didn't used to have elastics around their socks, so they used to keep their socks up with a string which hung from their belt. Interesting setup. This socks today, he doesn't need these strings for. He wants to go out with it on Shabbos with the thing joined onto it, with the string joined on. It's permitted. Why? Because it's not so choshuv. Yeah. And this is the gel, halacha l'maaseh nowadays with spare buttons. Spare buttons, also the same type of idea. It's something there on the garment, totally not usable. I don't need it for my garment. I don't need it. But nevertheless, what could be makel, because it's not especially choshev a thing. It's especially choshev, a very exceptional button, which is very rare, and which is expensive. It might be different. But if it's something where it's not particularly choshev, that's bottled to the beggar. That's all talking where something is on the, it's got no chashivas, it's joined to the thing. But if you have something which is just mebachot, something on the outside, like this hat, where you have this plastic on it, I put it on the hat just because I need to go, and it's raining, I had to get damaged, to call that bottle to the beged, that is a big chiddush. So I'm not sure what your poisek would tell you, but there are there are those who are machmeh and say that's not permitted.
Wouldn't you say it's a bit like gloves? We're machmeh on gloves because you might take them off. So if you would be taking your hat off, your rain hat off immediately after it stops raining, you wouldn't be able to wear it anyway. Elamai, the only reason why you can wear it is because you're going to leave it on.
Sounds good. Yeah. But also, most people are nicer. Firstly, gloves mikadim is mufet. It's only chum. That's the first thing. Secondly, the rain hat. Most people, even those who do take it off when they get home, wear it while in the street. Because the fact about suddenly start raining, they don't take off middle of the street. The glove you might take off, Cedric, because you might want to scratch yourself or something, or you might shake somebody's hand. But there's no reason really why you want to take your hat off, take the cover off. But in any case, even that with glove, I hear what you're saying, but. I don't think one has to be machmir because of that svara. Yeah. And the last point I wanted to mention, what happens if there's a wind as well? Yeah, it's windy. Are you allowed to walk in the street with your hat when it's windy? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to walk with a hat in the street when it's windy, because in the chashash, your hat might blow off, and you might carry it. So, it's nothing with rain, this is wind, often they come together, but that's besides the point. If there's a wind, are you allowed to walk with a hat in the street? The minigolim is lahakum. Shaila is what colour, what heter is there? So, the best thing is to wedge it down firmly on your head, which stops it being able to be blown off. That's the 8th circle, it says in Shara, if it's mechuter kal roshi, it's okay. But especially if there's rain and wind, it's not always such a good idea, because it can damage the hat. It's not always the best thing for a hat when it's wet and it gets squashed down. It's not so good for it. Is there any hecher? So I say the minhag is lahakol. It's brought down. Shabur brings down that he says like this. He says if you have no kapel on, he says there you're allowed to go with hat on Shabbos because there's no gezeira. What's the whole gezeira? It might fall off. The hat is oscar. It might fall off and you might carry it. Yeah, it might carry it instead of putting it back on your head. It's a gzeira on Shabbos, you might carry it. He says, if you have no kapel on your head, obviously not going to carry it. Yeah. Now, what's the din of a person who does have a kapel on, but his derech is like that he always wears a hat in the street. Yeah, always wears a hat, a covering on his... He doesn't walk with his hat in his hand, he never does it. Yeah, not sure what the meaning in London is. I know in Gateshead, it's the derech have changed from when I was in yeshiva. The Bochrim liked holding it in their hands. So, but I'm not getting to that point, whether you should or you shouldn't, but if you always wear the hat, yeah, but you've got a kapel on, is it permitted? The interesting thing is, Mishabura doesn't bring down the makor, he doesn't seem to have had the makor of this hat. The makor of this kula is a Masas Bin Yamin, and the new Rabbi Kiva Eger bring down this Masas Bin Yamin. It's reprinted. If you look in the Masas Bin Yamin, where Mishabura gets it from the kula, he's making it even in this case as well. Mishabura doesn't bring down, he doesn't seem to have had the sefer. In other words, it's mutter not only if you have no kapel, even if you do have a kapel, but your derech is that you don't walk, you wouldn't walk down the damas in the street with, even with your kapel, without a hat. You're always a very formal person, a classic, and you always wear an extra head covering besides just a kapel. There you are permitted to walk even if there's a wind. If you haven't got all these colours, then according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to make sure that it's well pulled down on your head. The minig is, from God brings down the minig is lahakel. He looks for heterim, v'api shulchan aruch, one has to be machme, but those who are mekel, as I say, there is a minig, registered minig lahakel, for whatever the reason is. Yeah, go ahead.